Agriculture. It's Ohio's biggest business, a billion-dollar industry that's increasingly relying on science and technology. As that farming tech grows, so is the temptation to steal trade secrets. That's pushed the FBI to warn farmers and scientists about what they call the growing danger of agricultural espionage. Here to talk about that is Guy Rube. He's an intellectual property expert at Ohio State's Moritz College of Law. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you for having me.
This idea of agriculture piracy, it seems like kind of half Green Acres, half Mission Impossible. But this is a very serious issue. Millions, billions of dollars at stake in agriculture.
Yes. When we think about intellectual property, we might think about software or pharmaceutical.
Even a motherboard maybe in a computer.
Yes, those high-tech stuff. But our food is not just the same kind of food we have 300 years ago. There's billions and billions of dollars of R&D going, research and development, going into the production of our food. The company that is worth $50, $60 billion, that their main business is to develop better food, better, more efficient food, maybe I should say. I'm not sure it tastes better. We can argue about that.
Sure.
People argue about that. But it's more efficient. We can grow it cheap in a cheaper way in better quantities.
From a copyright or a trademark perspective, is it harder to get intellectual property rights on, say, a strain of corn than it might be a piece of software?
Not necessarily so. So the main way in which we protect, or those companies protect, their R&D is through patent law. Now, patents are difficult to get. But I don't think there is, in essence, it's more difficult to get a patent over a new development of corn seed than a new piece of pharmaceutical or certainly software. Software are very controversial. But the main idea that you can get patents over corn seed or any seeds is well established.
When we're talking about seeds and we're talking about keeping these secret, they're growing in the middle of a field, in the middle of nowhere. And it's hard to kind of imagine that as a secretive business.
Yes. Well, the way that they do it and is that the seed that were stolen, so the FBI warning came because people was, quote unquote, stealing seeds. Mm-hmm. The seed that they were stealing is not seed you can buy. Those are the seed they use to produce the seed that you can buy. So those seeds, sometimes they call parent seed, those are kept secret. And they were stolen, tried to be stolen from a field that was used by the company, not from a field of a just random farmer who can use them. So it's a very complicated or sophisticated technology in the sense that we try to keep some of it we keep secret, but we have to sell some of it. And under trade secret law, you're allowed to reverse engineer anything you want, but they keep it secret enough or sophisticated enough in a way that you can do it.
The case you're talking about, a scientist allegedly trying to steal parent seeds out of the ground, also another scientist who was allegedly trying to take rice seeds from a lab in Kansas back to China. Both of these cases are linked to China. Do we know if this is happening more with China, or is it just an international issue at large, or what do we know about where this is taking place for the most part?
The short answer is that I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Where is it taking place? Those cases came from the Midwest, and I think it can take place anywhere. The question is, where is it going? And that I don't know. If it was done domestically, those people would have been sued. I think domestically, I'm not saying that it does not happen domestically, but maybe it's more challenging. I can imagine that once it gets to other countries, it's maybe
like
more
the cat's
difficult.
Out of the bag,
yes, exactly. It's way more difficult to prevent that from going on. So it's more dangerous for those companies if that technology goes out of the country. It's also, the FBI treats it as a national security issue.
Guy Rube is an intellectual property expert at Ohio State's Moritz College of Law. We've been talking about what the FBI calls a spike in agricultural espionage. Thanks again for stopping in.
Thank you for having me.